Phone Boy Speaks, episode 983, Skimming Chips. You know those new chip credit cards that we're starting to get in the United States and how they're supposed to be more secure? Well, it turns out maybe not so much. There is, the way that those cards work is that they all have, in addition to the chip where it has the credit card data, there's also a mag stripe because not everything actually takes chip credit cards. And in fact, a lot of things in the United States still don't, even though they might have the terminals rolled out. Apparently, their back-end systems aren't necessarily using it. So even my bank, I went to the ATM today to take out some money. And in fact, my debit card actually has a chip on it. But sadly, I can't actually use it in my own bank because my own bank hasn't rolled out the ATM machines that have the chip in them. Well, guess what? Apparently, some of the security mechanisms that are in those cards are not actually being enforced by the banks in some cases. And so, and in fact, skimmers, which is kind of how credit cards get compromised, the magstripe credit cards get compromised today. And in fact, I'm sure my credit card got skimmed in a very similar sort of way, using one of those kind of devices. This is, you can do it with chip and PIN too, right? And, in the US, it's chip and signature because they're not using PINs. I don't know why. I mean, heck, I use a debit card with a PIN. Why shouldn't I be able to do chip and PIN that way? It doesn't make sense to me, but whatever. But apparently, those things aren't safe either because a skimmer for the chip and PIN credit cards was found in Mexico. So they figured out that maybe some of the ATMs and credit cards aren't necessarily enforcing the security mechanisms that these credit cards are supposed to have, and they exploit that, and that's just kind of the way it works. The hackers are always going to be one step ahead of the industry in terms of ways to take advantage of it, and I don't know. I mean, it kind of frightens me that yes, we're going through all this trouble to move to something, we may be increasing the security somewhat, but the hackers are just going to find a way, and it seems like they could. Again, the credit card companies could solve this problem, right? But it's the classic case of security and convenience and cost to the merchants and everything. There's all kinds of ways they could solve this problem if they really wanted to, but I would argue that maybe they they're making enough money off the current system that there's no real reason to change. They factor fraud into the as part of the cost that they have to pay for doing business, and things just sort of continue on in the status quo. So meanwhile, those of us who have to use these cards to pay for things, have to suffer the inconvenience or even bear the cost of getting your credit sorted out after your identity's been stolen in one way, shape, or another. So anyway, just, more insecurity out there in the universe of credit cards.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.